listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, boys, 10th region. Semifinal action tonight as we get ready to bring you a doubleheader. We'll open up this game, this day in the tournament, with Harrison County taking on Mason County here in the boys' tournament, played at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Good crowd on hand. They're still filtering in. The officials meeting at midcourt. Guys are out here on the floor. Both teams doing a shoot-around. Mason County at 21-11 taking on Harrison County, their record at 16-14. The Thoroughbreds of Harrison County, 16-14 overall, 12-5 in region play, 7-1 within their district. Mason County, 21-11 is their record overall, 10-1 in region play. They played two games in their district and won them both. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. And when we look at these teams coming in here, Harrison County, we'll start with them. Harrison County, they've won three in a row, and they finished the season strong. They won eight of their last 10 ball games. They have nine regional tournament championships to their credit as a school. The last regional title they had was in 1997. There's been 49 trips by Harrison County to this 10th region tournament, and a record 47-39 in 10th region tournament action. That's a 55% winning percentage. The last opening round 10th region tournament win. Until last season, Harrison County got a win last season. It was 8 years prior. So this team coming on, they're coached by Terrence Brooks, a longtime successful head coach at Paris. And Bobby, what he's been able to do in the time he's been there, 4 years, he took a Harrison County team, he inherited a team. It was 5-25, and he's been in the four seasons. They've had three district championships, two runners-up, and a 2-3 record in this tournament. So 10th region. So he turned it around.
Well, he not only turned it around, he brought stability and consistency to the program, and obviously has been able to get the players out for basketball, and it is they have really responded well on all fronts.
This head coach Terrence Brooks, he has a 74-41 overall record while at Harrison County in the four seasons that he's been the coach there. And they played Mason County. It was a two-point loss back on February the 20th. I don't know. Sometimes there's a revenge factor, and sometimes it's the edge to the team that beat you. They know that they can do it.
Well, it could go either way, but yet when it's just a two-point loss and team coming in, having won five of their last six, and as you said, even better than that, what, seven of their last nine or whatever, they know they can compete with Mason County regardless of where the game's being played.
This Harrison County team, not necessarily a surprise team, but their 16-14 mark, a little bit misleading. They had a stretch there before Christmas running until the first of the year. They were without their star guard, 6'2", Caden Custard. He had a broken hand. He missed a lot of games, or he missed a stretch of those games. And he's a key piece. We were talking coming up here, he's got to be in the conversation of one of the top three or four players in the region.
Well, no question about it. And as far as Caden Custard is concerned, he was part of a team that played a pretty tough schedule in December, also playing in that big tournament in Lexington. And Harrison County was a bit shorthanded in that actual tournament. But they have weathered the storm, have made it to the region semifinals, and will certainly compete here tonight.
It's not just a one-man team. He's got help with Elijah Harris and Mason Smiley, and also Garrett Wilson, a senior. There's a lot of seniors on this club. Hey, Caden Custard, he's averaging 24 points per game. That's in the top 20. That positions him at number 18 in the state overall as far as scoring per game average. So we've got both teams headed off to the locker room, as we have right now inside of 8 minutes away from tip-off. We will step aside for a two-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll focus on Mason County when we return again. 10th region boys semifinal action here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Harrison County and Mason County back in 2 minutes.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Region tournament semifinal action. It's Mason County and Harrison County. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me, and both teams in the locker room right now as we are bringing you this pregame action right here from the Mason County Fieldhouse. We've talked about Harrison County before the break, their record at 16-14. Looking at Mason County, they're under the head coaching of Brian Kirk, who also serves as their athletic director, a 21-11 record overall, 10-1 in the region. This Mason County team as a high school since 1980. They have two state Sweet 16 championships and two state Sweet 16 runners-up, and they've sent another team to the Final Four. Coach Kirk, he's in his sixth season as head coach. He came over from Augusta High School, an overall record of 126 wins to 53 defeats while he's been here at Mason County, a 70% winning percentage. Last season, 10th region runner-up, last region tournament title they had, Bobby, 2016, but this place is full of history, and this roster, the players look bigger on the floor than what they do on paper.
Well, yeah, that is the way that sometimes these forms are filled out early in the season, and yet they've got a marvelous place here and a marvelous following, and as you say, a tradition that's virtually second to none statewide.
As a high school, they've got 15 10th region tournament championships, and when you look at what Mason County's been able to do, 84-39, and that's their record in 10th region tournament action, 68% winning percentage. Bobby, on this floor, this year, last year they were 11-1. This year they're 12-1 on this floor. Does that mean a lot?
means a heck of a lot, especially when you look at the sea of blue in here, which represents their supporting cast, and you call them fans. There are a bunch of them here.
They are. They're coming out to support this Mason County team, and they come in here again. The Mason County, they've won three in a row. They've won six out of their last seven games. Again, they defeated Harrison County back on February the 20th, 68-66. Then turned around 2 days later and pretty much got blew out by Collins, but they rebounded and finished strong as far as district. They beat Augusta quite surprisingly. I thought Augusta with a 20-win season may have played them closer, but they set a tone, 88-56 in the district opener to get here.
Well, they were locked, loaded, and ready to play, and obviously that score indicates as such.
Yeah, and 88 points in that game, then 83 in the district championship. The team capable of putting up a lot of points.
They're cranking it up. Both teams averaging pretty close to 70 points a game, one a little over, one a little under. So this thing's going to go up and down, you can bet.
The officials here from the 6th and 7th region coming out of Louisville to officiate this ball game. Last year, it was the 5th region who officiated this 10th region tournament. This year, they get the 6th and the 7th. We've got another game coming up following this one. It'll be George Rogers Clark, the reigning 10th region champ, taking on Campbell County. That game will follow this game, and right here at Gateway Radio Works, committed to bring you both games in their entirety. So we'll be around here covering that one as well. Right now, we'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame to follow right here in 1 minute on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Tenth region semifinal boys action here at the Mason County Fieldhouse as we get ready to take our final timeout. Bobby, the stakes are high. Win in advance.
Win in advance. If you don't win, then it's been a great season because you've gone quite a ways. But one more step, somebody's going to be there.
I agree. And it's, they're putting all their heart and all their energy into getting, as Bobby said, you've had a good season. But, you got to win to advance. We'll step aside for our final break. When we come back, we'll have more right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in 2 minutes.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards? such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter, the Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
6'4" senior. We'll go to public address.
Landon Seeley. And a guard, a 6-foot senior, number 24, Braylon Hamilton. And the head coach of the Royals, Brian Kirk.
Mason County, the home team, wearing the white uniforms. Harrison County, the road team. They've got black uniforms trimmed in burgundy. As we get ready to tip it off here, the starters for Harrison County, Caden Custer, Mason Smiley, Elijah Harris, and Braxton Grubb. It'll be Jake Feldhaus at 6'6", tipping it off, jumping it up against the 6'2", Caden Custer. Harrison moving from right to left. Mason the opposite. We get ready to tip this one off. Mason County controls it. McClanahan with the ball in the backcourt. Harrison County playing a man-on-man. Bounce pass, high post, taking it straight to the basket. A nice bank shot, elevating scoring. Seeley with that bucket.
Yeah, he took it from the top, the smaller guard, and put it in.
Out on top, Custer works it left side to Harris, then he defers, leaves it over there. With the ball, it's Grubb. Grubb has it, and then now he goes to Harris straight away. Screen down, pop out. You've got Smiley working right wing. Now Grubb has it straight away. Good ball movement by Harrison County. Mason County playing man-to-man. Harrison County with perimeter passing, making a cut to the basket. Elijah Harris, he didn't get it. They'll look for him. Now a three-point shot for the lead. That one's missed by Smiley, taken away by Mason County on the miss. In the front court, quickly there, Myrick. Stop and go move, gets to the left elbow, throws it the baseline, now out on top, and Seeley traveled, give it back over to Harrison County.
That ball fake at the top, attempting to go left, he shuffled his feet with that ball fake, so first turnover for the Royals.
Coming up with it, Harris crosses midcourt, he will be greeted there by Seeley. They go to Custard. Custard driving baseline. Seeley helped and picked him up. Throw it back out on top. Now straight away to Harris. Harris with it. Lewis now sets at the high post. He's now moving over to the right elbow as just Harris out here dribbling near midcourt. They're going to run Custard. They got to get him involved, and he's trying to score and move without the ball. He has it now between the circles, but tightening up on him is Seeley. Seeley, a well-muscled up guy. Now double team on Custard. Bounce pass to Lewis. Slipped the defense. Throws up a left-hander, and he banked it in.
Boy, did a good job of body control on that one to tie the score.
We play 2 minutes, shooting a three. That's missed by Seeley. Chased down by Grubb. He hands it to Custard, who angles off to his left in the front court. Found another gear as he took it to the baseline. Ran right into Seeley, and Seeley's saying, a good job of exaggeration, but there was a foul, and that'll be the first on Mason County, the first on Seeley. Harrison County Thoroughbreds with a ball underneath their goal. Smiley to inbound it. Leaves it in the baseline, left side. Harris now throws it out on top. Grubb, a six-foot-tall senior, goes to Custer. Custer, step back, fade away, 18-footer, that's good.
He can flat play, elevated high to get that lead for his team.
McClanahan walks it up in the front court for Mason County. McClanahan, a 5'10 senior, sharp shooter from outside. They screen for him. Now he takes it off the curl, but he passed the shot, and Mason County running the weave. Left side, they look in there. They wanted to throw it to Feldhaus. Caught it on the left blocks, elevated and scored. He had a six-inch mismatch and exploited it.
And yeah, but he had to have good body control to get that one up, given where the pass was.
Game tied. Harrison County with a ball. We played 3 minutes here in this semifinal game of the 10th region. Lewis with it, top of the key, left side they go. Custard with a three. It's missed. Rebounded by Harris. Power dribble, got space, put it up and in.
Yeah, that ball fake got Feldhaus off the floor, and he was able to score in underneath him.
Perimeter passing by Mason County in the front court. Losing it momentarily and then getting it back is Myrick. His left-hand scoop shot at the rim goes in. And now foul in the back court. And they didn't talk on defense, and Seeley got picked. And they didn't call out a screen, and Jashawn Lewis set a nice screen for Custard. Man, that's going to be two fouls on Seeley, and he's looks like he's the guy they want to match up on Custard.
Yeah, 10-point per game average and 4.4 rebounds, so that could be big.
But now they got McClanahan on Custard, who just goes coast to coast, put up the shot, and Feldhaus sends it up on the stage, rejected at the rim. It'll be Harrison County with the ball underneath their goal.
Yeah, Feldhaus measured his drive to the basket, leaped perfectly, and put it in the stands.
4 of the 6 points for Harrison County in this tie game at 6 have been on second chance scoring. They look to throw it in. Smiley finds Custard, put up the shot, drew contact, and scored.
Boy, I tell you what, he is a force. Not very tall, but very athletic, very skilled, very strong.
That'll be on McClanahan, his first, team third. Custard will go to the free throw line. And again, 6 of the 8 points on second chance scoring for Harrison County. Custard at the free throw line. Completes a three-point play. He's got 5 in the game.
Biggest lead, 3 points.
They bring the ball, Mason County does, in the front court. McClanahan throws it off, then takes it right back. They bring in Horsch into the game. He and Hamilton sub in for Mason County. Hamilton's first touch of the ball is a three-point shot, top of the key. It's missed. Rebound by Horsch, kicks it out. McClanahan, his three rims out. Up there high for the rebound, it's Lewis.
Two in and outs.
Quickly, the other way. Harrison County attacks, Mason County back. They kick it out to Grubb. His three-point shot good from the left wing, and he looks and shows three fingers to the Mason County bench.
12-6 lead for the Thoroughbreds.
In the front court, Mason County, now Feldhaus. He's going to drive, checked there by Grubb, handed off to Hamilton. Hamilton gets a screen. Now they go to Horsch, run it left side. Merritt, long three out there, rimmed off. Another rebound claimed by Lewis. Mason County 1 of 5 behind the arc. Thoroughbreds with the ball and a 12-6 lead. Out on top with it, Smiley lays down a right-hand dribble, didn't go anywhere, and he throws it on the left wing. Lewis lets two cutters go through, and Grubb comes out. Overplaying the passing lane is Feldhaus, so they go with Custer. He'll race, shoot a three, and hit it right in front of the Mason County bench, and the Harrison County fans stand and applaud. We played 5 minutes of basketball, and Harrison County out to a 15-6 lead here early. Again, 15-6. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
There is no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Well, Harrison County on top, 15-6. We played 5 minutes. The Thoroughbred team, 2 of 4 from three-point range. They shoot 33% on the season. But it has shot them behind Custard's 8 points up to a lead. High post pass to Feldhaus, spins in the paint, elevates. Nice move into the lane for the little soft 10-footer.
Well, a very, very skilled move, and he softly put it over the rim for the deuce.
Elijah Harris has it on the right wing. Feldhaus steps out on him. Now a step back three. Harris missed that one, claiming the rebound. Coming into the front court is Myrick. He's in a hurry. Ball fake. He got Harris airborne, didn't take it into him. Instead, they feed the paint. Shot put up, blocked by Grubb, so the Feldhaus missed. But he got his own rebound, Feldhaus, and put it in. He's got 6.
Yeah, that cuts this 9-point lead down to 15-10.
Harrison County with the ball and that 5-point lead. Perimeter passing now. It's a drive in there by Harris. Kick it out. Grubb thought about a 3. Now on the right wing with it, holding the ball. Lewis looking. Goes to Grubb. They screen down, pop him out on the wing. Straight away now Harris. Grubb and Harris just playing catch back and forth. Looks like they want to involve Custer. Now they get it to him on the left wing. Horch steps out on him. Horch, a 6'3", 190-pounder, big, strong guy like Custer, same type build. On the right wing, Harris has it. Grubb looking beyond the arc. They show patience, and finally we're going to get a whistle, and the official telling the Mason County bench sit down, or tone it down, and a foul is going to be called on Horsch. Cole Horsch with his first, team fourth. He'll keep the ball with Harrison County on their end of the floor with a minute and a half to play here in this opening quarter. Thoroughbreds Elijah Harris looks over to Coach Brooks of Harrison County, who's walking the sideline. Harrison, no hurry, just dribbling the ball behind his back near midcourt. Hamilton steps out on him, now forcing the issue as Harris drives all the way down, floater at the baseline, missed it. Feldhaus peeled it off the backboard, and he's running it into front court. Got by Grubb, put up a runner, and drew the foul. That foul is going to be called on Braxton Grubb, his first. That's the first on Harrison County in this quarter. It'll send Feldhaus to the line for this Mason County team.
Feldhaus doing most of the damage for his Royals here in the first quarter.
Free throw is in and out. He's got another free throw coming. Feldhaus averaging 8 rebounds a game, and at the free throw line, 67%. Toes the stripe here. Got it. Made 1 of 2. 7 points in the game for Feldhaus. And here comes pressure by Mason County. Full court. Custard goes to Lewis. They don't stop the ball, and Lewis dished it off. Shot blocked. Jump hook blocked again by Feldhaus. He rejected two on Craycraft. They throw it the length of the floor. Feldhaus caught it in traffic, skipped it out. No, 3-point shot made by Rout.
Eight in a row, unanswered, cutting this lead to 15-13.
Custer, left-hand dribble. Got Korsh on him. Now he draws a double team. Rout comes out, skip pass right wing. Harris with a ball fake, pulls it out on the wing. The Mason County fans getting involved. Custer right in front of the fan base of the Royals. Driving, got to the paint, elevates. And they're going to call him for traveling. He had two things working against him, Bobby. A double team and gravity.
Gravity and a couple of tall guys at the rim.
Turned over. First turnover of the game by Harrison County. After the Thoroughbreds had bolted out to a... They raced out to a 5-point lead, but now here's Mason County with the ball in 18 seconds and a chance to take the lead ending the first quarter. Hamilton hands it off to Horsch. Straight away to Feldhaus, two dribbles, and they run the weave. Rout has it, a whistle, a foul away from the ball as both teams try to set the lineup. They came in at the dead ball. That foul is going to be on LaRue of Harrison County. 7.5 seconds. Inbounded pass. Horsch has it. Ball fake, trying to drive in. Rout, he lost it. Hamilton picked it up. Lob pass at the horn. Are they going to count it? No, they wave it off. So that lob pass and that basket, which Horsch made, is waved off as the horn sounds. Close one here in the first quarter of play. Harrison County Thoroughbreds 15, Mason County Royals 14. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll return. Second quarter play coming your way on your Gateway Sports Station.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Second quarter will have Harrison County with the basketball, and they have a 15-14 lead. Bobby, it's been pretty much a half-court game. When they have tried to push it, the shot's either been blocked or they circle back around.
Sure has, and at the 6-6, one team went on a 9-0 run, followed by an 8-0 run for the other one.
Three-point shot put up by Harris. Craycraft hits the deck. It leads to a run out by Myrick at the rim. Put it in. There's your first transition bucket.
And there is a 10-0 run for the Royals to take the lead.
Damon LaRue for Harrison County angles off to the right in the front court. Off the screen by Lewis. Throw it out to Craycraft. Craycraft, the big guy, 6'7", driving in as he made a nice screen for Custard. And Custard attacks, and he got fouled. That foul will be called on Rout. That is his first, team first of the second quarter. It's a matter of they're going to let, they're going to say Custard in the act of shooting.
He curled in from the top, took it strong, and should be two shots.
You know, he shoots 75% at the free throw line. He's 54% from the field overall. Hits about 36% of his threes. Just all-around player.
Very talented.
Custard will go to the free throw line. He has scored 8 of the Harrison County 15, and this free throw is off the mark. He had made his only other attempt in this game. Smiley checks back in for Harrison County, and now they're going to bring Garrett Wilson in. And again, this Harrison County thoroughbred team full of seniors.
It sure is.
Wilson, a 6'1 senior. He's going to give you good toughness rebounding. He likes to play around the foul line, too, offensively.
Okay.
Second free throw made by Custard. 2-point lead for the thoroughbreds. Mason County with the ball, and Harrison County dropping back.
That broke a 3.5-minute scoreless span by the thoroughbreds, and that free throw notched the score.
Well, we've got an equipment issue or a blood issue, and the official says you need to take him out. We need to get it moving on. So the trainer will be coming over, giving attention to Jake Feldhaus, and coming back in is McClanahan. So right now, Harrison County much bigger with Craycraft in there, Custard and Wilson with Feldhaus on the bench. Hamilton, stop-and-go move. Smiley, good job defensively. Get it off to Myrick. Bounce pass into the paint. Boy, Porsche. He was looking for an and-one, and if he was going to have one, that would have been it. He's a sturdy guy, 6'3", 190.
Stout got a nice pass from the foul line to the low block, put it up, but was impeded with a foul, and will shoot two.
Kind of a side spin on that free throw, but it's effective. It goes in. Another free throw coming for Cole Horsch. Well, he goes one of two, and Lewis with the rebounded miss. He wants to find Custard, but Custard being face guarded in the backcourt. Tegan Rout just doing nothing but face guarding him. Here's a dangerous pass, and Smiley throwing it from behind midcourt. He was looking for somebody to flash out on the wing. Nobody home.
Well, he zagged. He went to the arc, and he needed to stay where he was to receive the pass. So it was just a miscommunication.
Sure was. Only the second turnover by the thoroughbreds, but that pass made from behind the midcourt line. Callahan with the ball, straight away with it. Now trying to make the move, Myrick. They find Rout, left wing. Garrett Wilson steps out on him. Man-to-man by both clubs. Feldhaus checked in at the dead ball. Screen by Smiley. Hamilton finds pick and pop with Feldhaus. Nothing there. He's going to take Craycraft to the rim. Lost the basketball, and they say Harrison County touched it last. So Craycraft, the big guy in there, 6'7". Hitting about 40% of his three-point shots. He doesn't take many, but he's got to guard Feldhaus here. There's
that?
A three that's good. That one's from the deep baseline. Shot up and in. Myrick hit it.
Yeah, very, very sneaky pass to the wing, and he nailed it for the four-point lead.
Screen down, pop out Craycraft, top of the key. Now they go right side, circling around without the ball is Custard. He touched it briefly and got rid of it. He cuts through. Smiley can't find him. Here's Craycraft shooting that three, and he hit it.
You called it. You called it, my man. That cuts the lead from 4-1. Nice shot by the big fella.
That gave him room and no perimeter defense on that guy. The scouting report says he can hit it. Feldhaus trying to turn the corner, and they want traveling. No call. They say he stopped on a dime. He elevates and scores. 9 points in the game for Jake Feldhaus, 6'6 sophomore. Wilson has it, left wing. They throw it to Smiley. Smiley out on top. Craycraft bluffed to three. This time they step out on him. Lewis, screen down, pop out Custard. Jump stop in the lane, put up the shot, and he missed it. He was challenged at the rim by Feldhaus, and they're going to put a foul on Feldhaus. Boy, that's kind of a tough one there.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good D from our angle, but.
Well, it looked like it. The whistle came quickly, though, and the spin on the shot from the left side almost got him an and one.
Custard makes a free throw. He is in double figures with 10 points. He's got another one coming. It's a 2-point Mason County lead. Lewis and Craycraft come out. Grubb and Harris return for Harrison County as both free throws made by Caden Custard.
1-point lead for the Royals.
11 in the game for Custard. Right wing pass. Feldhaus has it straight away. They work it left side to McClanahan. He got deep. Feldhaus put it up and in. He did a nice job sealing Wilson on his back, and that drop step to the baseline. Good call, good bucket.
Well, drop step and a timely pass from the wing.
Yeah, McClanahan thought of as a shooter from his prior games I've seen him play, but you're right, Bobby. That was good recognition, and that bounce pass was right on the money.
Oh, it was spot on. Yes, sir.
Feldhaus makes the free throw.
Back up to their largest lead of the game at 4 points, 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
12 in the game for Feldhaus. Harrison County with the ball, trailing again by four, as Bobby said. And we've got a, and they're going to call a foul, man. That's going to be the second one on Jake Feldhaus as he stepped out for perimeter defense. He got caught on a switch after they screened, and Custard works well without the ball. He moves a lot, but that's two fouls on Feldhaus.
Well, I'll tell you what, Custard rose up from about 25 feet on the wing and nailed that shot, but the whistle had blown.
Custard with a jab step, now goes baseline, explodes, got too deep, threw it up, missed it. Sealy with a rebound. He's checked back in for Feldhaus, who went to the bench, having scored 12 points, but he's picked up two fouls. Approaching midway through this second quarter of play. Mason County with a ball and the four-point lead. They run the weave out on top. Harrison County fighting over the screens, not the switch. Sealy, jab step. He's got a mismatch. They got Big Craycraft on him. And Craycraft giving him a little bit of room. You got Wilson down protecting the paint. Now they're wanting to switch off. They do. Sealy drives it in, feeds McClanahan. His three is missed. Wilson with a rebound. And a foul called on Mason County on a push-off. That'll be Horst with a foul, his second, team fourth. And Harrison County will have the ball, trailing by four. And again, they're just face guarding Custard. That's the defense. It's not a box and one. It's a man-to-man, but they're guarding him tightly. Right wing with it. Harris picked up his dribble, wants to throw an entry pass. He can't find Craycraft. They're looking for him. Sealy playing behind the big 6'7 post player. Instead, to go straight away to Harris. Between the circle, ball fake got Hamilton airborne, and he crawled that one in.
Boy,
that bank shot acted like it didn't want to go.
Trims the lead to two. Nice acrobatic move and a slow death deuce.
That's true. McClanahan off a high ball screen. Stop and go. His bank shot runner, left side. Good. Boy, that's nice. Moving to his left, shot it with the right.
Oh, excellent offensive move.
Custard, step back three. Good. Top of the key. Horsch a little late on closing. And Custard hits the three. 4 of 8 shooting from behind the arc for Harrison County. Pulls the thoroughbreds to within one. Royals with the ball. Hamilton double team left baseline. Bounce it out to Sealy. 10-foot shot left of the lane. Missed it, but a foul called. That foul will be on Craycraft, his first, team third.
Yeah, Craycraft, he fell into him at the height of his apex of his jump. Missed the shot, but gets two from the line.
Sealy's free throw is good. 6'4 senior on this team. He now has 3 points in the game. He comes in averaging 10 per game. They bring Rout back into the game. Mason County does. Second free throw made by Sealy also. Caden Custard, Bobby, looking over to Coach Brooks. Is walking that sideline. Not a real vocal guy, but no. He's in the game.
Oh, he's in the game, and he's standing very passively as we speak.
Kick it out to Harris. Harris with a ball fake. Now he'll shoot a three. In and out. Ooh. Shot for the tie, and Sealy with a strong board. Peels out of there on the dribble. Hamilton left wing takes the pass in the front court. Driving baseline. Picked up there by Harris. A little fadeaway. In and out. Sealy tried to tip it, but Craycraft got the rebound. Handed off in the backcourt, and here's Custard. He's in a hurry. Got ahead of steam, finger roll at the rim. That slow death didn't go down. Craycraft got it, and he put it up and in.
No, it tried to curl in. It didn't do it, but Craycraft got the loose ball, won the battle, cut the lead to one.
9-2 edge for Harrison County in second chance scoring, and now the Thoroughbred fans becoming a little more vocal. McClanahan with a pass on the right wing. He cuts through. Myrick bounced out on top, Smiley on him. Myrick, left elbow, kicks it out. Straight away now to McClanahan. Driving on Wilson. Got in the paint. Wilson, good post defense there. Long three put up by Rout. Little impatient on that. They had a better look. He missed that one. Going the other way with it. It's Harrison County. Wilson has it. Top of the key. Thoroughbreds looking to regain the lead if they can. Minute and a half to play before half. Driving in. Harris leans in. Banked it in. He took it right at McClanahan.
From the left wing, curling around to the right, and stroked it in using his body well.
Bobby, star players are playing like stars tonight.
They
it's
sure
not
are.
Like an unsung hero. They're delivering.
Well, that's why it's regional semifinal action.
McClanahan, right wing, with the dribble. Stepping out on him. Custard. They go to Seeley. His three is missed. Up there high for the rebound. Pulling it down is Custard. Coast to coast. Got it in. Got to
stop the ball. If you don't stop the ball, you pay the price. Three-point lead, Breds.
Boy, Thoroughbreds. Getting 15 from Custard. Harris picking up Hamilton as he crosses midcourt. High ball screen by Seeley. Run it off. Here's a three put up by Myrick. That rims off. Custard with another rebound. 3 for 10 shooting is Mason County behind the arc. Custard stop and go move. Looking to get rid of Rout. Can't do it. Tegan Rout right on it. He goes right wing to Smiley. Wilson cuts through, didn't get it. Now Wilson's calling for it in the paint. He made a move, but he forgot the ball. Turnover by Harrison County. Lead pass to Hamilton. Shot blocked out of bounds by Craycraft as Hamilton was falling down. I believe a 5'5 guy could have blocked that shot as he was falling down. But they're going to get the foul on Craycraft. That'll be his second, much to the disdain of the Thoroughbred fans you can hear. Or at least I can hear it.
I believe everyone can hear it. Craycraft, well, got the foul, but hit him on the way down, but clean block.
Yeah, Hamilton was falling down. Like I said, I believe a 5'5" guy would have blocked that shot. He was almost on the floor throwing it up. But anyway, free throw made there by Braylon Hamilton. And we've got 19 and a half seconds to go here in the first half. As Harrison County made the move with Feldhaus on the bench, but showing some resilience, Mason County didn't get discouraged. They're to within one. Harrison County with a ball and a one-point lead. Crossing midcourt. Here is Harris, 11 on the clock. One-hand bounce pass to Smiley. Custard has it. Custard, 5 seconds, got to go. Screen. Custard, ball fake, shoots a three. McCallahan on him, not there, tipped at the rim. That won't go. Boy, it was close at the end of the first quarter. That margin still remains, Bobby. It's a one-point game. Harrison County leading Mason County 32-31 here at the half. 10th region boys semifinal action from the Mason County Fieldhouse. Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. We will take a two-minute timeout when we return. Halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Tenth region semifinal action here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful day and beautiful day to travel. And here inside, things are heating up. It was a one-point. It's Harrison County and Mason County playing. It was a 15-14 lead at the for Harrison County at the end of the first quarter. We closed out at halftime. Still that one-point margin. But, Bobby, it was a game of runs and mostly played in a half court.
By and large, that's right. The Thoroughbreds got the first run, scoring nine in a row to break a 6-6 tie, and then the quarter closed. Mason County made an 8-0 run, taking it with the first bucket of the second quarter to a 10-0 run and knotted things back up in effect. And the one-point lead that was there for the Thoroughbreds after one is the same margin at intermission.
Well, as Bobby outlined to you, four times this game was tied. We had three lead changes, and the longest lead was at 9 points. And as Bobby outlined, that run made the difference. Right now, cheerleaders being recognized here at halftime. Mason County, their high school squad won a trophy, and right now, the George Rogers Clark High School cheerleaders, they are receiving. They are receiving recognition here at halftime. Looking at some of the numbers here in this first game for the Harrison County team, leading by one, 32-31. Out-rebounded Mason County in the first half, 13-9. Turnovers in the game, Mason County with only one miscue. Harrison County, they only turned it over three times. Other numbers, a 5-2 edge for Mason County in points off turnovers. And three-point scoring, it's a 12-6 edge for Harrison County. Second chance scoring, I got like an 8-2 edge in favor of Harrison. And looking at some of the other numbers, the Thoroughbreds in the first half shoot 12 of 23 from the floor, 52%, and 4 of 9 from three-point range, 44.5%. They were 4 of 5 at the foul line. For Mason County, pretty much likewise, the almost identical stats. You know, you just got to look at the foul line and the three-point shooting. But yeah. Mason County, 11 of 21, they shot 52.5% from the floor, 2 of 10 from three-point shooting, and they were 7 of 9 at the foul line for nearly 78%. So we're at halftime. It's a one-point Harrison County lead. We will take a two-minute commercial. When we come back, we will have individual stats. When we return, the halftime show rolls on right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Halftime here at the 10th Region Boys semifinal game. It's a 32-31 lead for Harrison County, leading Mason County at the half. We gave you the team individually for Harrison County. Caden Custer leading all scorers, 16 points and 2 rebounds in the game for Custer. Other scoring for 6 points for Elijah Harris. Harris also has a rebound and an assist. Other scoring for, got 5 points off the bench for Craig Kraft. He had 2 rebounds in the ball game as well. Other scoring, 2 points scored by Jashawn Lewis. He had 3 rebounds and an assist in there by Smiley, who has played but has yet to score, as also has DeMond LaRue and Garrett Wilson. For Mason County, in the first half, Jake Feldhaus leads him in scoring with 12 points. He had to sit 5 minutes. He picked up 2 fouls. He's been effective when in there, 5 of 6 from the floor shooting. Also 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block shot. Other scoring, 7 in the game by Myrick. He has hit 3 of 5 in his shots, 2 rebounds in the ball game. 4 points scored by Seeley. Seeley also has 3 rebounds in the ball game. 2 points scored by Hamilton, 2 scored by McClanahan, 3 points for Ralph, 1 point for Horsch, and you've had 3 other players that played but have yet to score. So Bobby, as I mentioned before we went to the break, hey, the players that are supposed to show up and play, they are playing. I mean, the guys that led the team through the season, it's not like anybody's sinking into a hole or not showing up big. You've got the star players, so to speak, playing like stars.
The stars are starring. You're exactly right, and it could be this second half may come down to which team can be most effective from three-point range, because the one that traditionally shoots better only was 2 for 10. They generally shoot 34 or 5%, and Harrison County was a little bit better than that. So, but it's going to, oh, as always, in addition, come down to a game of will. Who wants the ball? Who can make the critical shot, get the critical rebound? And it's just about as even as you could be, given the fact that it's halftime in a regional championship.
Well, the stakes have, there's a lot at stake. And, I mean, the sense of urgency is here. Are you a little surprised there's only been 4 turnovers? I am. They've handled the big stage and the pressure, so to speak.
Well, they have, and Caden Custard has not necessarily been the star for Harrison County with the ball in his hands all the time. He's got enough help around him to where, even though being face guarded, he hasn't been in a position to be turnover prone. So it's going to come down to, as you might well expect, in addition, turnovers. Who's to say? All I know is we got a couple of teams that are going to give it their all.
But as Bobby says, you know, moving without the ball and having to create a shot, only 2 assists on 12 baskets for Harrison County, while Mason County in the half court, they've got 4 assists on their 11 field goals. We'll step aside our final 30-second break. Second half play coming up after this brief message.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
We get ready for second half play. With the basketball, it'll be Mason County. And it's Harrison County with a 32-31 lead. These teams came into this game averaging up around 70 points per game, and Mason County able to roll up 88 and 83 points in their district tournament. A little tougher going here right now. McClanahan throws it, and boy, there's a mistake. Didn't look the ball into his hands, and Hamilton has it go off of him. That's a turnover. Only the second by Mason County in this game.
Just an inadvertent error.
So the officials having a friendly jab at one another. Guy says, no, it's going to be on the baseline. He didn't pick it up till it was past the foul line. So not a midcourt inbound. Harrison gets it underneath their goal. Those guys, 6th and 7th region officials, having a funny jab and a spar at one another. Anyway, Harrison County gets it in. Driving in, Custer got to the left elbow, threw up a prayer. It wasn't answered. Tried to draw a foul, and he couldn't sell it. Here comes Mason County. Nice entry. McClanahan, but then Custer took it away from Feldhaus. 3-on-2. Custer at the rim. Got it in. He finished left side. McClanahan couldn't catch him. As Custer had a 3-on-1, they filled the lane, but he drove the basket and got an and-one.
He just sped by him, got him on his hip, took the bump, had that ball crawling off the backboard, and all of a sudden a chance for a four-point lead here.
Custard's free throw is good. He is now 5 of 6 shooting free throws. 19 in the game for the 6'2 senior for Harrison County. Feldhaus, top of the key, hands it off. Seely picked up at the right elbow, bounce it out to Hamilton, who's getting a start here in the second half. Still dribbling, Hamilton gets a high ball screen, pick and roll. Seely didn't get it. Hamilton made the right move, but he missed at the rim. Had an easy wide open layup, not challenged. Here's Harrison going the other way. Pull up 15-footer. Custer got it in transition.
Full timeout coming, I think, from Coach Kirk and his Royals.
He looks. Coach Kirk looks up at the scoreboard, puts his hands on his hip, and he gathers his team and says, take a seat. We'll talk about it. Back in 30 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Stay with the farming theme, Bobby. You've got something to dovetail that with.
Folks, do you want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
We saw that fine establishment coming up here.
Oh, yes.
All right. It's been Harrison County, the Thoroughbreds, bolting out to this 37-31 lead. Came out of halftime, scored 5 immediately. And now with the ball, Mason County in the front court. They spread the floor. Thoroughbreds of Harrison County going man-to-man. Hamilton drives it off to the left, throws it on the baseline. McClanahan says clear out. He takes it to foul line. Seely, left elbow, has it knocked away by Lewis. Seely chases it down. He decides to go baseline. Kick it out to Feldhaus. Wide open three. Missed it off the front of the rim. There's only one white shirt for Mason under there, and Harrison County with a rebounded miss. Smiley, near midcourt, throws a pass left wing. Boy, just a blow-by move by Harrison. He missed at the rim. He just blew by the defense. Myrick, the guy, shoots the three, and he answered back. He may have gotten beat defensively, but he buried the three.
Well, he buried the three. He executed his shot. The other fella didn't.
A drive to the hoop by Custard and a foul, and I don't mean anything against McClanahan. There's a lot of guys that can't guard Custer, but that mismatch, they're going to keep driving it right at him. McClanahan, a fine player, but Can't catch up with the speed and the strength of Caden Custard, who's at the foul line. Free throw is good. He has now made his last five free throws in a row. 7 of 8 at the line. 22 points. He rolled that one off. Rebounded by Feldhaus. Mason County coming into the front court. Hamilton will shoot the three, put it up. He missed it. One and done. Rebound claimed by the Thoroughbreds. Harris, pull up, little floater. Got it in the paint, missed it. Ball batted around. Feldhaus got it, and he's fouled in the backcourt. That was Harris. And we got Seeley holding his head, caught an elbow underneath the goal. So Harris will pick up that foul. Mason County in the front court. They run the weave. Pass it on the left wing. Now they go out on top. Myrick shoots it with Harris flying at him. That three went in and came out. Mason County 0 for 4. And back door are actually releasing and scoring at the rim. Is Harris.
Beautiful long pass of about 50 feet and back up to a 6-point lead.
Mason County 0 for 4 shooting at 3. McClanahan pull up 12-footer. Missed it off the front of the rim. Custard with a rebound. Thoroughbreds want to run. Custard stop and go. Step back 3. Left wing. Not there. Long rebound kicks out. Taken by Seeley. Dribbles through traffic. He's going to go coast to coast. Finished at the rim. Seeley was 6 in the game.
He found the lane and stuck with it.
Right now, Coach Brooks is going to call a 30-second timeout with 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Harrison County leading Mason County 40-36. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Harrison County leading Mason County 40-36 here in the third quarter, 4:22 to play. Bobby, another thing, they're leading rebounding too, 17-11.
Oh, they're getting one and done opportunities and need to take advantage of their opportunities to try to increase this lead.
Both teams with 3 turnovers, so it's been played relatively cleanly. Grubb back in, hands it off. Harris with a long three, and he hit it. Coming out of the timeout, he drains a three.
Well, that's up to a 7-point lead here at the 4-minute mark of the third.
11 points in the game for Harris. Right now, Caden Custard holding his left hip. McClanahan has it. Custard steps out on him, left wing. Dribble it over to the between the circle. Hand it off to Hamilton. Backdoor cut. Picked off. Grubb stole the Hamilton pass. In the front court, Smiley. Finds the trailer. Lewis behind the back dribble. Left-handed three. Not there. On the rebound. Another opportunity for the Thoroughbreds. They're looking into Grubb. Playing behind him, Feldhaus with 2 fouls. They're going to try to go right back in there. Coach Brooks telling them they're playing right in front of him. Coach Brooks saying put it in there. But instead they circle around and with the ball, Harris out between the circles. Grubb comes out from the blocks and has it out on the floor. Custard has it, tried to fake a backdoor, but give McClanahan credit. He covered him well. Here's a turnover by Harrison County. Turnovers even at 4. Myrick in the front court, angles off to the left, checked there by Lewis. Goes to Seeley, trying to create space with that left arm. Missed at the rim and rebounded there by Grubb. And Coach Brooks saying, hey, thumbs hold it up and walk it up.
Yeah, thumbs up, whatever that means.
Spread the floor, he's saying. Let Custard work. He runs it off to the right. Now comes to the foul line. Draws contact. Footer, put it in. Banked it in straight away.
He slammed it against that backboard. Under control and a 9-point lead, their biggest of the game.
Another timeout called by Mason County. And they're going to take a full timeout this time. A little over 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's Harrison County on top, 45-36. Back in 1 minute.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Back to play here in this near-packed house. We were talking off mic, probably 95% capacity full here this evening. Mason County with a ball trailing by 9. McClanahan trying to feed Feldhaus on the right block. Grubb playing behind him. We've got kick ball out of bounds. Mason County with only 2 baskets in 5.5 minutes of play. Myrick's got one of them. He hit a 3 earlier, but he missed this one, and the long rebound comes right back out to him. He drives in, took contact, and threw up a runner. And Coach Brooks asking his players who's got 10. And Custard with a foul, his first, team first of this third quarter. But Myrick...
he got popped pretty good on that as he flew to the basket, and... you would have thought that that was possibly an and-one opportunity, but...
they're not even going to have him shoot.
Right.
Huh. Inbound pass. Feldhaus takes it. Kind of a shaky pass, and Feldhaus got to the rim, and he will go to the foul line with a spin move. Took it to the right lane, then drop step into the paint. Grubb with a foul, his second. Team second of Harrison County. Feldhaus will go to the free throw line. He's 2 of 3. On the evening at the foul line, had 12 first-half points, but had to sit 5 minutes of that first half with those 2 fouls. Well, he makes a free throw here, and points at a premium right now for Mason County.
Yes,
they are. There's 2:10 to go here in the third. Craycraft comes back in for Harrison County. Second free throw, Feldhaus made them both. He's got 14.
Yeah, he stripped them both.
In the backcourt, full court pressure. They bring Tegan Rout in. Mason County does. To guard Custer, and Rout fouled him in the backcourt. That foul is second on Rout. Team second in the third.
Yeah, they're talking to Rout a little bit about...
yeah, and the fans yelling, get him off of him, and... Harris comes in the backcourt to make himself available and relieve Custer to that duty, and here comes Harris. He crosses midcourt, inside of 2 minutes to play in the third, and the clock rolling. Harrison County with the ball. He better go, and they're going to get a 5 count on him. So McClanahan, he finally got off Custer, and he got on Harris, and he turns him over.
Yeah, not a lot of forward motion in that dribbling, and...
Haven't had many empty trips, have we?
No, not at all.
At least get a shot off.
Sure.
As the turnovers have been very few in this game. With one, a game of this levity and all at stake. Myrick, skip pass, left side. McClanahan at the foul line. Pull up 15-footer, rolled off the rim. And again, 4 black shirts in there. Everybody for Harrison County crashing the board. Custard passed up a step back 3. Now they're going to... spread the floor, high post pass to Craycraft. He goes back to Custard, his 3 off the back iron. Feldhaus claims the rebound miss. He's shaky with it at midcourt, gave it up, got it back, runs at the goal, put it up and in. He's fouled, hit the deck in the pep section. Student body stand and applaud.
And they cut the lead to 5 with an opportunity for an and one.
So Feldhaus will go to the foul line, infusing some energy and encouragement into this team and into the Mason County fan base. Garrett Wilson comes in. He'll replace Jayshon Lewis, who comes out. Again, Harrison County full of seniors.
Yeah, a minute 10 seconds here in the third, and the Royals trying to get closer.
Feldhaus has made his last four free throws after missing his first one, and he made that free throw, and they blew the whistle. There may be another foul here. Let's see. Count them. And they're going to call Craig Kraft for the foul. He gets his third. Team fourth against Harrison County. Craig Kraft comes out. Count the bass, or the free throw by Feldhaus. And now Mason County with a chance to get well here, Bobby. They can get healed from that 9-point deficit.
They sure can. 45-41. It's been trimmed, and they've got the ball.
Underneath the goal, the officials talking. Just off the lane on the Mason County floor, and that's right now Coach Kirk taking an opportunity to talk to his point guard. Tegan Rout comes to the sideline and has more than a brief exchange. Now they're going to say two free throws coming, so that is five team fouls against Harrison County. I had four, that's five, and it's going to put at the free throw line Braden Myrick, and right now Coach Brooks is saying, you got the wrong guy shooting the free throws.
Yeah.
Said they were wanting Myrick to shoot the free throws, and now they're going to bring over to the free throw line. Number one, Tegan Rout, who's a 50% free throw shooter. Myrick at 68%. And Rout, he wedged that one. Another free throw coming.
Little gamesmanship being employed. To no avail.
Coach Kirk kept him over there for an expanded conversation. He makes the second free throw. So on that one, a four-point possession for Mason County cuts this lead to three with a minute to play in the third. In the front court, Harrison County with it. Thoroughbreds. Smiley has it left wing, man-to-man. Both teams. Left side, they drop it down on the blocks. And Custard caught it on the left block, but we had a flop on the floor and a foul called beforehand. That foul is going to be on Mason County's Tegan Rout, his third. That's the team fourth of this quarter, just inside a minute. Boy, and these fans, you can hear the groans and also the applause. Custard looking to get it inbounds, five counts on him. Boy, that was a quick five.
Yeah,
but
very
Coach
quick.
Coach Brooks says, you got a screen. Six turnovers. So three in this quarter committed by Harrison County, but they hold a 45-42 lead.
Can they tie it here before the end of the quarter?
Well, the guy with the ball in his hands can shoot it. Seely driving in. Routes hit 1-3. This three doesn't go. And again, nobody in there to rebound for Mason County. They're sending everybody back defensively. Custard, stop and go move between the leg dribble. Rout not giving him much room. Now Custard doesn't get a screen. He attacks and then pulls it out. Custard with a shiner on that right eye. We got a seat right here courtside. You can see it. Clock's at 15. Harrison with the ball up three. Custard, got to go. Eight on the clock. Puts up the bank shot. Got it in. He went one-on-one.
5 seconds.
In the front court, Myrick goes to Seely at the horn. Nope. Didn't hit a three. Boy, and the Harrison County fans applaud their team as the Thoroughbreds lead by five at the end of three quarters. It's 47-42 as we move into the fourth quarter of play. We'll be back in 1 minute. 10th region semifinals continue after this message.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Thoroughbreds with the lead and the basketball to begin the fourth quarter, 47-42 in favor of Harrison County. And here's Caden Custard. He's got 26 in the game, offering some mismatch issues. He throws it to Harris, Elijah Harris. He's got 11 in this game. He's checked on the baseline by Hamilton, gave it up, threw it back out to Custard. Custard trying to spin, angles off to his left. Trailing him is Rout. Fade away, baseline, good. He's got 28 in the game.
Just a soft, willowy touch with a great quick step and a deuce.
10 feet on that left baseline. He had a tough angle, as Bobby said, just a beautiful shot. Pass on the right wing and cutting through is McClanahan. He didn't get it. They screen down and get Seeley. Seeley drives, puts it up, banked it in. Seeley with a bank shot off the right side of the lane on the runner.
Got that ball just inside the arc, center arc, and took it strong to the right side. Drew the contact, slammed it against the backboard for the deuce, and the attempt for a third. Got it.
9 points in the game for Seeley. Came in averaging 10. Well-built young man, 6'4". He retreats back, and here comes Harrison County. Harris drives in and pulls it back. Last time he was out there, he had a five-second call. Not this time. He attacked and missed. Rebound put back up and in by Grubb.
Grubb was in the right place, right time, followed the missed shot. Back up to a six-point cush.
And it's a 10-2 edge for Harrison County in second-chance scoring. Bounce pass on the right wing. McClanahan giving him room. He doesn't shoot the three. He throws a beautiful lob into Feldhaus. And weak side help came as they threw over Grubb with the lob. And that foul is going to be called on Elijah Harris. His second, team second. So McClanahan made a nice pass, that lob right over the outstretched arm. And that's going to send Feldhaus to the line where he's been sparkling in this game. He has made his last, looks like his last five in a row. And that one goes in. 18 points in the game. Steps back up to the foul line. It's a 51-46 lead for Harrison County. 6:45 to play. And the Thoroughbreds with the lead. Feldhaus free throw, looking right at the cheerleaders of Harrison County and Mason, both under the goal, and he missed that one. Place is packed. Thoroughbreds with the ball in the lead. Driving in. Shot rejected. Rout sent it up into the bleachers. I mean that literally.
Yeah. From behind.
From behind. Lewis didn't know anybody was coming, and he took a path to the basket that was impeded greatly. Inbound pass goes to Custer, deep in the left corner. Pulls it out on the dribble with 6.5 to play in the game. Keeps the dribble alive. Rout steps out on him. Now Grubb, their post player, he makes himself available between the circle. He doesn't want to dribble, and McClanahan doubles down. Now coming off the rub is Custard. They switch off with McClanahan. Custard bounce pass to Smiley, baseline. Smiley got in the paint, backdoor cut, nothing there. He shoots with Feldhaus flying at him from 10 feet. Yes! He missed it. Custard put it up and in. He's got 30 in the game.
Custard just fought for that inside position on the weak side and willed that ball into the bucket.
Back McClanahan up with a three off the screen, missed it. One of the few times the rebound is claimed by Mason off the offensive boards. They had four in the entire first half. This foul is going to be called on Harrison County's Mason Smiley. His second, team third, inbound pass. Seeley has it, top of the key. Left-hand dribble, he goes right, and you got a foul on Lewis. Lewis will pick up his third, and that's the fourth on Harrison County. No fouls on Mason County. Coach Brooks calling the timeout with 5:44 to play here in the game. It's a 53-46 lead for Harrison County. Back in a brief 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Semifinal, 10th region boys action here at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Harrison County leading the Royals of Mason County 53-46. 5:44 to go in this ballgame. Bobby, four fouls against Harrison County, none against Mason. So the Royals, if you're trying to catch up, you like score with the clock stopped, and they're going to the foul line the rest of the game. Boy, and then they just throw it away.
No, or did they? It may be a deflection. Let's see. No, obviously not. Can't be.
I don't know.
If they're going to put it back down out of bounds there.
Well, it could be Mason County.
Yeah, there you go. It didn't.
Yeah, they
didn't touch anybody.
Five turnovers by the Royals, six by the Thoroughbreds. It'll be possession to Harrison County. When we get back to play, the official right now has got an issue on the Mason County sideline. Evidently some sloppy housekeeping over there. He's held up the game, and Coach Kirk and his staff.
Yeah, Lewis.
Where's a good manager when you need him?
Well, he's in the next game.
There you go.
Little Neely.
Little Neely.
Yeah. Now, Bob.
Yeah, still doing house. We'll run through some scoring here for Harrison County. Caden Custer with 30. You've got 11 in the game by Elijah Harris, leading for Mason County. You've got 18 by Feldhaus, 9 scored by Seeley, 10 in the game for Myrick. Those are your leaders, and here's a full-court press. Harrison County beats it. Here's Harris at the rim, hanging, shoots it off the backboard, missed it. Grubb got a rebound. Big guy power dribble, put it up, put it in. He got space, Bobby, pivoting out with elbows flared.
55-46 here, 5:18 left.
Big play right there. Grubb's got 7 in the game. Here's Feldhaus trying to score against Grubb. Good job with post defense. Missed, and Custer chases down the rebound. He's got pressure in the backcourt. Route bumping him. No call. Both fans standing up wanting something called.
They finally got it.
The first call against Mason County is a foul on Route. His fourth, and a sarcastic applause going up by the Thoroughbred fans.
Do you think it's intense in here?
It's a 55-46 lead, equals the longest lead in the game, Bobby.
Sure does,
And now Harrison County with possession look to add to it. Thoroughbreds with the ball between the circle. Harris drives it off to the right side. McClanahan on him. Stop and go move. Wanted to go baseline, and McClanahan picks up the foul.
It's
going to be his fourth.
One of the Mason County players took the ball, slammed it to the floor, and I guess no harm, no foul.
Lob pass into Custer. He took it to the rim, puts up the shot. He'll draw the foul. And that foul is going to be called on. That'll be Hamilton. His second, third team foul against Mason County. 4:47 to play. Caden Custard to the free throw line. Makes the first free throw. He is 7 of 9 at the foul line. Make it 7 of 10. He missed the second one.
10-point lead, though, the largest of the game.
Hamilton with the ball for Mason County. Attacks the basket. Blocked by Grubb at the rim. And now Harrison with the ball in the front court. So Grubb responded nicely. Caden Custard goes out on top to Grubb. Grubb puts it on the floor, brings Feldhaus with him, hands it off to Smiley. Smiley dribbling, screen down, pop out Harris. Harrison County spreading the floor. Elijah Harris gets a screen from Caden Custard. Hamilton just face guarding Custard. Left wing, Harris has it, spacing good by Hamilton County, or Harrison County rather. They've got the floor spread. Now they get too close. They get clustered over there in that left corner. They had spread the floor nicely. They were running the passing game, not stall ball, but pass and cut, and a timeout call by Harrison County. It'll be a full timeout with 4:03 to play in the game, and the Thoroughbreds up 10, back in 1 minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Harrison County with the basketball, and they also have a 10-point lead. They also have outscored Mason County 10 by 10 on second chance scoring. They have out-rebounded the Royals as well. Custer finds all alone, and passing up a shot at the rim was Lewis. They kick it out, and now they go with Smiley. Smiley hands it off to Harris. Everyone in disbelief that Lewis didn't shoot it. At the rim, missed. Shot by Lewis. He got the rebounded miss, looking to throw it out, and he does. Another opportunity for the Thoroughbreds. Custard cut off on a double team. As McClanahan bumping Custard. You got to keep him in front of you. He'll draw contact and draw fouls. Custard circling around. Grubb splits the defense on the fake handoff. Got to the rim, threw up a leaner. Probably not what Coach Brooks wanted. Now going the other way with it. Smiley driving in. Got deep. Wanted to kick it out.
Call the foul.
Seeley attacking, and the foul is going to be on Smiley. It's his third, team fifth, and going to the free throw line. It'll be Seeley. Landon Seeley is 3 for 3 shooting free throws. And again, if you're Mason County, they didn't get to the line during that two-minute stretch. They've right. been in the bonus, Bobby, at the about 5:45, six-minute
mark. Yeah.
And sure. They haven't been able to go to the free throw line.
Well, that's because they haven't had the ball. Harrison County controlled the ball.
So now they're clearing some things up. Seeley makes the free throw. He's in double figures with 10. That's his season average. He's 4 of 4 at the foul line. Mason County's been good at the stripe.
They
just haven't gotten there early enough whenever they were in the bonus. Both free throws made by Seeley.
Still over 3 minutes left and an 8-point lead.
Rout checks in. Feldhaus goes out here with 3:11 to go. Full court press by Mason County. In a hurry, Harris goes all the way down, runs it to the baseline, picked up by Seeley, comes back out, skip it over here. Grubb has it. He doesn't want to dribble. Hands it off to Custard. He does. He drives to the right side, drew contact and threw it up. Hamilton, you got to keep him in front of you because he will drive the basket. That foul is on Hamilton. It's his third. And now that's 14. That should be five.
Yeah. And we're going defense for offense here as Feldhaus re-enters the game.
There's only 14 fouls. I thought we were shooting two, but it's going to be Harrison County's ball underneath their goal. But the Thoroughbreds lead 56-48. Inbound pass goes into Custard. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it up and in. Too strong, too good.
Too strong, too quick also. And he got it over Feldhaus. And another Royal, and they're just out. Willed them to the ball.
Now this Harrison County team, a 16-14 record on the year. But they've gotten hot here late in the season. Custer's free throw is good. He's had a whale of a game.
59-48, biggest lead of the game here. 2:44 left.
Hamilton drives in, throws up a runner. He misses. And again, all you see in their rebounding are black shirts of the Thoroughbreds. Harris, double team, now triple team. Somebody's open. And the pass sails over to the Thoroughbred bench. And they caught a break there. Yeah. Falling out of bounds was Lewis, and he threw a left-handed fastball.
To us.
Yeah, from the left baseline all the way to the bench on the right side of the floor.
And the Mason County team desperately trying to get the ball, deflected it out of bounds.
Or they're triple teaming, and now Custard with it, goes to Smiley. He dribbles out near midcourt. Spread the floor in and go over to Harris. Harris draws a double team. Wrap around pass to Custard. He holds it over at 6'2". He can see over some of the guards. They get it over to Harris. He's going to shoot a three off the front of the rim. Out of bounds, and I believe Smiley last touched it. Harrison County, it'll go out of bounds. They have hit 5 of 14 in three-point shooting. Mason County, meanwhile, they have only gone 3 of 18.
2 minutes left. 11-point lead. Actually, 2:07 left. Up 11.
McClanahan needs help. Hamilton makes himself available. He returns it back to McClanahan. Long three, good.
Boy, what a shot.
Boy, they needed
a
that.
Huge
they've,
one.
Only, they've only had one basket. Mason County's had one basket in 6 minutes of play until that McClanahan three. 30-second timeout called. Inside of 2 minutes, Harrison County up by 8. We'll be back after this brief message.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
One minute, 55 seconds left to play in this opening game of two tonight in the semifinals. Harrison County with a 59-51 lead and with possession of the basketball. Full court press by Mason County. Harris picked up his dribble, in trouble. Here comes Custard in a hurry, races in the front court. Wide open at the rim. Smiley missed an easy one. Nobody on him. Rebounded by Lewis, and he throws it out. And now Custard finds Harris. Harris at the left elbow. Goes to Lewis. Now Grubb with it. Grubb hands it off to Custard. There's a minute and a half to play. Custard holds it above his head. Skip pass over deep in the left baseline. Harris drives in. Draws a double team. Gets fouled. Stops the clock with a minute 23. Now will
McClanahan did what he could, but
he's going to foul out.
Yeah, he got called for the foul, and he made a big one there to cut this deficit to 8, but we're 1:23 left. Harris on the line. He's got 2.
McClanahan fouls out, having scored 5 points in the game. Harris's first trip to the free throw line. He averages about 15 a game. He's got 11 in this one. Good looking form on his free throw, and he buries it.
Yeah, he sure did. Team shoots 71% from the line on the year, so they are a good free throw shooting team.
9 of 12 in this game. As there's more free throws, one more free throw coming. And he missed that one. Rebound claimed by Feldhaus. Mason County in a hurry, down 9, minute 15. Feldhaus in rhythm, shoots the three, trailing the play. Rebounded by guess who? Caden Custard. Custard in a hurry. Skip pass up to Harris. Feldhaus trying to draw a foul, then or trying to draw a charge, but instead he's going to draw a foul. It'll be his third. And two free throws coming for Elijah Harris at the free throw line, who just went 1 for 2. We've got a minute 6 to play. And Harrison County up 9, looking to tie the longest lead in the game. Free throw is good. Longest lead of the game at 10 points, and that's where we stand right now. It was achieved at one other venture in the game.
Yeah, 59-48, yeah, at 1 point.
Second free throw, there it is. Longest lead in the game, both free throws made by Harris.
62-51.
1 minute to play. Hamilton bluffs a three. Perimeter passing. Seeley can't get a shot off. They go on the baseline. Myrick's three rimmed out and crashing the boards. They kept it alive, but here's Harrison County coming away with it. In a run out. Harris at the rim. Got it in and an and one.
64-51. 47 seconds left. The Thoroughbreds are apparently going to do it.
Well, they didn't pull it out and try to dribble out and run some clock and go to the line, aggressively attacking the basket. Elijah Harris, 5 points in this fourth quarter, 10 in the second half. He's going to the line here, and this could really put it away. He got a three-point play.
65-51, 14-point lead. Wow.
Hamilton for the Royals with a ball fake. Puts up a three. Shot it woefully short. Goes out of bounds. Mason County in this one, 4 of 22 in shooting the three.
Probably their worst effort of the year, but the stakes were the biggest in this game.
Here's Caden Custard. Comes into the front court. Dribbling around. Circles around with 33 seconds. They say spread the floor, and right now the Harrison County bench and the Harrison County fans standing and applauding their team. 22 seconds. Custard just dribbles around. He'll go under the goal, won't make a shot attempt. Clock at 15. And on the home floor, where Mason County was 12-1 this season, they're going to fall for the second time. And the levity of this game meant a lot. That'll do it. Horn sounds. Harrison County in the finals. 65-51. The Thoroughbreds win. They'll be in the finals tomorrow. Again, 65-51 is the final. Man, Bobby, it ends up being a 14-point win, and quite honestly, seemed like a 14-point win.
They
were superior in second-chance scoring and in rebounding. And defensively, they just led, but led in every category.
Well, they dominated the defensive board without question.
Sure.
There was a lot of one and dunning, and despite this 32-31 lead in intermission, they never wilted, did everything they could to keep the lead, and when they had the opportunity, Caden Custard was just too much basketball player for the Royals tonight.
He ends up with 34 points in the ball game.
Tremendous player.
Tremendous game. And we've got some post-game awards in. And they'll make an all-tournament team designation. Jake Feldhaus makes the all-tournament team.
Most deserved. He kept them in it.
He did.
By and large.
18 points. He had 12 in the first half. And Landon Seeley, another guy that makes the all-tournament team. Seeley finishes the game with 11 points. So Feldhaus, a sophomore, he'll be back. Seeley not. He goes on. Both these teams had a lot of seniors. Harrison County, they're going to be in the finals. Right now, we will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game scoring, stats, and summary all coming up in a postgame show. Again, Harrison County, the Thoroughbreds over Mason County, 65-51. Back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Teams that will be in the championship game tomorrow, and that will be Harrison County. They defeat Mason County here in the opening game of this semifinal doubleheader, and the final score there 65-51. And I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me, and Bobby, we're looking at the stats here, and it was a 14-point victory, but it just more and more underscores how dominant Harrison County was in this game, especially defensively. Okay. They had Mason County shooting 5 of 21 in the second half, and they out-rebounded the Mason County team overall 37-21.
Just total dominance, and it's not that they were necessarily taller, because Jake Feldhaus and one of the Mason County players were bigger than the Thoroughbreds, but gee whiz, they were bigger, they were stronger, they were quicker, they were more athletic, more possessed, if you will, on both ends of the court, and had the quickness and acuity to really, really get it done down the stretch. And holding that team to 20 points, a team averaging 70, holding them to 20 points in the second half says so much for their entire defensive effort.
Five baskets, right. Five baskets in the entire second half for Mason County. So for looking at some of these numbers, 37-21 rebounding edge for Harrison County, 37 rebounds. That's unheard of. 13 off the offensive glass. Mason County had 4 offensive boards. Turnovers in a ball game, pretty cleanly played game.
Sure
6
was.
For Harrison County, 5 committed by Mason County. Second chance scoring, a 14-4 edge for Harrison County. Points in the paint, a 32-22 edge for Harrison County. For the Mason County team, double-double tonight for all tournament performer Jake Feldhaus, the 6'6 sophomore, gets 18 points and 10 rebounds, blocked 2 shots in the game. 11 scored by Seeley, Landon Seeley with 11 points, 5 rebounds. Also in double figures, Brian Myrick, he got 10 points, pulled down 3 rebounds. Other scoring, 5 in the game for McClanahan, a senior. 4 points for Tevin Routh. 1 point for Horsch. 2 points for Hamilton. That was the scoring for Mason County in this one. For Harrison County, led in scoring by their super senior, Caden Custard, 12 of 21 from the floor. Overall, he got 34 points, pulled down 9 rebounds, picked up a steal and dished out an assist. Just a monster game. 17 for Elijah Harris and 3 rebounds. Harris went 4 for 5 at the foul line in the fourth quarter when they needed it. Other players for Harrison County, they got 7 points from Grubb. Grubb also had 4 rebounds. He blocked a shot and came up with a steal. Off the bench, 6'7", Craycraft. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds in his time on the floor. Garrett Wilson, a senior, failed to score, but he did pull down 2 rebounds in his time on the floor. Other player that played, Mason Smiley, played, as did Damon LaRue, but did not score. Again, in a final, 65-51. Harrison County in the finals. It's just a matter of who they're going to play, George Rogers Clark or Campbell County.
Well, we've got a dandy matchup forthcoming. We had a tremendous game here in this first one, and hats off to Mason County's Royals, who had a tremendous year, but just fell a little bit shy in this regional semifinal game to a more determined, more skilled Harrison County squad.
Harrison County winners of now 4 in a row. They've won 9 of their last 11. They came in here. Mason County was 12-1 on this floor this year, but they didn't get the win tonight. And congratulations to their team, though. They went and won a game in the region and acquitted themselves very well. Well, we've got both teams out on the floor going through a warm-up. Bobby and I will sign off. If you would like to listen to this second part of this doubleheader, George Rogers Clark taking on Campbell County, stay with us right here on WMST. We're going to be bringing it to you. Also, Gateway Radio Works commitment to high school sports, to the communities, and to the schools. It'll be on also WWKY. So we're going to have it broadcast in both markets. So that's going to do it here from Mason County Fieldhouse. We'll step aside for about a 12-minute break, and then we'll rejoin. It'll be second part of our doubleheader, George Rogers Clark in Campbell County. For Hayes McMakin, for Jeff back at the station, our producer, thank you. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett, saying, stay with us. We'll return after this transition time.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.